Good morning again, Daniel Valdez. Again, it's a pleasure and honor to talk to you. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. It's been a while. It's been a couple of months. We're going to get back to rule proposals part two for the UIL stuff. But first of all, been away for a little bit, focusing on work, focusing on family. Some family stuff went down. If you want to learn more about that, at Dan Pod Valdrez on Instagram, follow me there. You can learn the whole story about what our family's been dealing with. Everything's okay for right now, and I just want to thank everybody for their overwhelming support and love that they sent our way the past couple of weeks. So just wanted to put that out there, and just thanks again for all of your support. Really appreciate it. Okay, now let's get back to band. Rule proposals part two. If you're looking at the thumbnail, we're going to start with number 10. We already did 1 through 9, which is on the previous is on the last episode that I did a couple of months ago, and we're just going to go through these and talk about them, and hopefully I don't get in too much trouble, and hopefully there aren't any angry emails about opinions and stuff like that. So without further ado, let's get to it. Let's talk about it. Let's go with UIL rule proposals. Again, these are just preliminary things that are just being put out there. We're going to talk about them later on in the year. Really not look it doesn't look like any of this stuff is going to get passed and put in implemented into the systems, into the judging systems or the UIL system, whatever you want to call it. Doesn't look like it's going to happen this year, probably for like a 2024 type of thing. So don't anticipate any of these things to be implemented later on this year when we do every conference state marching contest that got approved. That's at the Alamo Dome, so get your coffee ready. You're gonna need it. 2 weeks of straight up UIL state marching contest for every conference will be happening starting later this year. So let's get after it. Let's go over to number 10. Number 10 and number 11 are kind of tied together, but let's talk about it. There is a proposal to use the 7-judge system, the same system we use at 5A and 6A state marching contest, to use that system at the 5A and 6A area contests. I think we're kind of all in agreement that the area system needs to be tweaked. And by tweaked, I mean overhauled. This is one way to do it. You take the same 7-judge system that they use at state contest and you put it towards the area contest. That means there would be a brass judge, there would be a woodwind judge, there would be a percussion judge, even though some of y'all, that's like the boogeyman for some. I'm not sure why. I'm just kidding. I know why. But you would have that. You'd have a visual ensemble judge, a visual individual judge, and then you would have a content and design general effect person there as well. So let's talk about that for a second. Pros and cons to it. Pros, you would probably eliminate a lot of these ties that happen at area contests. We see that over and over and over again. Three-way ties, four-way ties, ties that keep programs out of state contests, ties that determine one area champion over the other. And it's difficult to look at. It's difficult to deal with. I know that it can be a very frustrating part of the UIL system. I completely understand that. This would definitely help out some. We're taking whole products here that are that should be you should have really a whole product at area. Everything should be done, and you should be ready to have that thing evaluated just like it would be for the state contest. I think the area contest sheets, as they are right now, with 5 judges, 3 music, two visual, it's too broad. It's been too broad for too long. Now, 30 years ago, even before I was around, a 5-judge system with the broad sheets that we have currently, that worked in marching band, because that is how that marching band back then was broad. You would play Shostakovich, you would play Samuel Barber. Everybody had similar looking uniforms, everybody had similar looking sized programs. Content in the program, not just visually, but musically as well, was more or less the same. There are many, we've said this before, there are many interpretations of what marching band should be. Everybody's got a different opinion on it. The 5-judge system, as it is right now, can't handle, it's not sustainable. It's they can't handle what talent is on the field. It can't properly evaluate what is being seen and heard on the field. I want these kids to be properly evaluated and represented on those sheets. The broadsheets don't do the trick anymore. Everybody's different. Everybody's too good in this activity, especially here in this state. So you need something. You need a system in place that is going to reward these kids and not be a victim of the sheets. This is the best way to do it. 7-judge system, area contests. I don't know if it's going to go through. Here's one. Naming a bunch of pros. Here's another con right quick. 7 judges. Remember, 5 judges at area contest for each area. You hire 5 judges and they're with you the entire day. Because the sheets are so broad, you can do a music judge, can do that, and then you can just flip them over to visual for the finals contest. Are you going to be able to do that with a 7-judge system? Are you going to be able to take the brass judge and put them on content and design? Are you going to be able to take the visual ensemble judge and put him in percussion? Are you going to be able to do that? Or how interchangeable is that stuff? Now remember, you got 5 judges per area right now. You go to the 7-judge system, that means each area is going to have to hire 2 more people. And guess what? Probably going to pay for hotels, are probably going to pay for dinners, and pay for, they're not doing this for free. They're paying them to be there to evaluate programs and whatnot. So that's an added cost for areas to absorb. Now, what happens there? Do you raise fees? Do you raise entrance fees? What do you do in order to deal with that cost? Now, of course, marching band members don't care really about that. I'm not sure. I don't think you do, but who's to say that a band program won't up their fees every year now? Because remember, you got state every year now. That's a thing, which means area contest isn't just one of those things where you just go to and you go to it and you get, okay, we got first place, or we got third place, and now we're done with UIL. No, there's a longer journey here. So who's to say that band fees won't go up because now we got to pay for 2 extra judges in the 7-judge system? Not exactly sure how that works. We're just going off of business sense here. That's just some things that the committee, the Marching Band Rules Advisory Committee, is going to look at when we're deciding whether to go 7 judges or 5 judges or whatever. Proposal 11 wants to reconfigure the 5-judge system, and instead of just music 3 judges, visual 2 judges, they want to break it down. They want a woodwind caption, they want a brass caption, they want a percussion caption, a visual ensemble, and a visual individual judge, which means visual individual judge, yeah, there's probably going to have to be somebody on the field, which I know is a point of contention for some programs when we went over to the 7-judge system. So that proposal wants a 5-judge system, but they want it modified. They want it broken down into captions. A couple of months ago, I put a poll out on Instagram at Dampod Valdres. I said, very simply, what do you want the area judging system to be? I gave you 3 options. You can do the 7-judge system, which we use at state contest. You can use this modified 5-judge system with captions specifically for them, or you can keep the 5-judge system as it is right now, without any substitutions or anything like that. Half of our respondents said they want the 7-judge system at area contest. So about 51% had them, 40% wanted the 5-judge system modified, broken down in the captions. So we got 51%. Wants the 7-judge system, 40% wanted the modified 5-judge system, only 9% wanted things to stay exactly how they are. I'm not going to tell you exactly who said what, but it was a pretty broad spectrum of marching band members, marching band alumni, directors, designers, even a couple of programs, whether they intended to do this or not, a couple of programs even chimed in there on their official accounts and gave their opinions on it. So we're all in agreement that the area system needs modifying. It needs to be changed. We need something conducive to how marching band is currently and not 30 years ago. So hopefully that gets fixed, hopefully sooner than later, so that we can all feel a little bit more confidence in the area contest judging system. Put that away. Let's go to proposal 12, proposal to eliminate or expand the 10-hour limit on visual fundamentals prior to August 1st. This is a sneaky one. Okay, so currently, right now, fun fact, from the time you end school, which is in May or June, or whenever the heck your district decides to stop teaching you, from the time you end school until August 1st, a band program is only allowed to do 10 hours of visual fundamentals. That's it. That's all you can do. The proposal wants to, like it says, eliminate or expand the 10-hour limit. Now, I don't think we're going to eliminate the 10-hour limit. I'm going to tell you that in a second. I'll tell you why in a second. I do think there is room for expansion. Maybe we make it 20 hours or something like that. Maybe we make it 30. I don't think we're going to eliminate it. Here's what we got to understand. Some of these rules, all of these rules have a purpose. They're all discussed. We got to look at everything 360, not just for the performer, but for the directors, for the staff, and how it affects the school as a whole. Now, some of these rules, specifically the one limiting visual fundamentals to 10 hours during the summertime, that is in place to protect marching members from directors. So that they don't go crazy and go, hey, guess what? No summer vacation. Or maybe a week summer vacation. And guess what? We're going to be outside and I'm going to march you into the ground. Back again, 30 years ago, a lot more directors than you would think would have taken that in a heartbeat if it meant getting to a state championship. Some of these rules are in place to protect band directors from themselves so that they don't go overboard with that stuff. We put limits in there to protect students and to protect band directors from themselves so that they don't go completely insane and start running you into the ground when it's 110 degrees outside and take your entire life with you. The attitude has changed now. We saw that in the winter and spring of last year, when it seemed like every single band director in the state of Texas decided to either go into real estate or become a designer or arranger. Hey, I got to do something else. For whatever reason, everybody's got their own reason, and I totally respect that. No knocks on that whatsoever. I don't think we would see a case where if you eliminated the 10-hour limit, where directors would go completely off the cusp, because band directors are more conscious about managing their work-life balance as best as they can. I know it's a difficult job. You're basically an executive chef in a giant kitchen running all sorts of stuff, but there's more of a focus on trying to get that work-life balance as close as you possibly can. It's never going to be perfect, but you can at least make the effort to get it to narrow that gap. So I don't think directors want to march kids into the ground during the summer, because then that takes away time from them, from their family and their interests. There's maybe room for expansion. Maybe we go 20 hours. Maybe we do 20 hours and we spread it out through the summer or whatever you want to do. Safety is another concern too. Do you really want to spend extra time out there when it's 150 degrees outside and your shoes are melting into the ground? That's something else to consider. Does everybody have the facilities to put a 250, 300 piece band indoors and do marching fundamentals? Or do you have to break it up? And if you break it up, does that count? There's all sorts of stuff that needs to be talked about. There is room for talk here. I wouldn't be freaking out over the, hey, they're going to eliminate the 10-hour limit. I would say that they may be expanding it, but who knows? Maybe there's some pushback on that I don't realize. Cool. Proposal. Lucky number 13, proposal to advance all bands at an area contest with ordinal ties for the final advancement placement to the state contest. Basically, what this is saying is if your area is taking five bands and there's a tie for the fifth place, the final spot, this proposal would allow both programs to go. It would essentially eliminate tiebreakers in the UIL system, which is a fundamental principle of this whole ordinal system deal. Now, do I think that there would be fewer ties if we actually fix the area system? I do firmly believe that. So there may not necessarily need to be this proposal in place. We may not have to have this proposal in place if we fix the area system. I kind of don't have a problem with this. I've been back and forth on this on almost a daily basis. I don't have a problem with this if we put the 7-judge system in there, or if we put a modified 5-judge system in there. I kind of don't have a problem with it. Now, the issue here is if we keep the area system as it is, how many times do I jump on here and say, oh, guess what? There was a tie at area for the final advancement spot to state. That happens to like three areas every year, no matter what conference you're in. So that would mean three extra programs would get to go to the state contest, make state contest longer. You got to plan for that and all that stuff. And that would actually affect how many programs would advance to state finals as well. So that's something we also have to consider. So I kind of don't know how I feel about it. I think you can put this in there just kind of as a failsafe, but I think this has to go in conjunction with fixing the area system. Cool. Number 14, proposal to allow a non-student to operate the soundboard during the 8-minute clock. So basically, here's how it goes. If you are doing it, a student is in charge of the soundboard for electronics. They mess with volumes scenes that they have to set up for their paper percussion and all that stuff. This would allow a non-student to operate it during the clock. Now, here's the thing. UIL rule says that a non-student, or essentially an adult, cannot even touch the soundboard. And theoretically, I don't even think they can, like, tap the student on the shoulder or anything like that. Now, if there is a catastrophic power failure or something like that, then they can go in there, the non-student can go in there and start ripping wires out and trying to plug anything. Now, they cannot trigger any sounds, but they could at least like plug some cables back in or like duct tape some stuff together or something like that. I know some of you are listening to this and you're like, oh my gosh, electronics, blah. Like, look, this is part of it. This is part of it now. It's part of marching band now. This is how it is. Everybody does it. And we've seen and heard fantastic programs over the years that have had electronics issues in the worst possible time. These things happen sometimes. So we need to put things in place in order to protect that part of the marching band. Scene. I don't know what you want to call it, but the proposal will allow non-student to operate the soundboard. Some people would say that this is not fair. Some people who maybe don't understand how electronics work or are not familiar with it would think that they're actually triggering sounds and actually playing an instrument, if you want to call it that, if you were actually playing an instrument off to the side, which is not the case. DCI has, there was a rule passed years and years and years ago that says, hey, a non-student can operate the soundboard. Some of them do it through an iPad in the stands so they can get a better reading of how the pit percussion is balanced with the rest of the band. So maybe we keep it as a student for right now. We do already have a rule in place that says if the thing doesn't turn on or something really, really awful happens, then the non-student can go in there and start trying to fix it and stuff like that, but they can't trigger anything like that. So we kind of have rules in place to kind of, they're involved with it, but only in a catastrophic event. Cool. Number 15, a proposal to move the percussion judge to the press box or eliminate, quote, effective use of electronics when present, unquote, and, quote, coordination of all performing elements, unquote, from the adjudication criteria. Basically, we want to put the percussion judge at the Bill Miller's across the street from the Alamo Dome, or if we can't do that, basically eliminate any sort of effect in the shows. All right. Fine. No, I don't want that to happen at all. Percussion judge, I think, as a non-percussion person, but as somebody who advocates for students being properly evaluated and properly being awarded for the content and the performance that they are given out there, I would love for that percussion judge to be right there front and center evaluating pit percussion. Now, if percussionists come in and say, no, they can be in the stands, it's sound and whatever, and you don't know what you're talking about, fine, let them have it. But press box, I'm not sure if that works. Trying to eliminate effective use of electronics when present, well then, hey, keyboard players are magicians too. I know that's hard to believe. I know some people think you just press a button and, you get 10 points automatically for general effect. but that's not the case. Coordination of all performing elements, that's the one that gets me. Coordination of all performing elements. What does all performing elements mean? It means the brass, it means the woodwinds, it means the percussion, it means the pre-percussion. Guess what else it means? Color Guard. World Championships coming up. Where are you at? Don't let them take this away from you. Coordination of all performing elements. Every single person that is out on the field is contributing to the performance. And I am not about to let somebody come in here and say that the color guard doesn't matter. And I know for a fact that there are people pushing to have color guard integrated even more into the judging system. I need those advocates to stand up. Coordination of all performing elements. We want to eliminate that. No, I'm not letting you do that. Color Guard deserves to be evaluated and rewarded just like everybody else. Especially in the 5A and the 6A programs where the Color Guards are getting better and better and better every year. They have to be rewarded. They have to know that they matter. Don't come in here and tell me that they don't matter or they need to be locked away at the Bill Miller's bathroom across the street from the Alamo Dome. I'm not going to let that happen. Sorry. It's not going to happen. Proposal 16. Proposal for the area and state judge training to be done by a UIL official or someone with no affiliation to a competing program. I guess what we're looking for here is we're trying to eliminate bias or conflict of interest when UIL training is being done. For area judge training and state judge training, the simple answer is to have me do it because I don't work with any programs. I don't design for anybody. I don't write any music. I don't know how to write music. I can barely even read music. So the easy thing for the UIL to do is to allow this proposal with a rubber green stamp and then tell them that we're going to hire Daniel Valdez to put on these videos and train the area and state judges. The only thing that I ask is for a Jersey Mike sandwich every 30 minutes, rotating from cheesesteak to the club sub to the roast beef and provolone, and we're good. And maybe like a Big Red on the side or something like that. I don't ask for much. I really don't. I'm a very self-sufficient person. But I think the best thing to do here to eliminate all bias, to eliminate conflict of interest, is just to have me do it. So check mark there. Very easy. Number 17, proposal to modify the point structure on the brass, woodwind, percussion judge sheets in the 7-judge system. This wasn't very specific. I'm sure we'll hear about this later in the coming weeks. But just to kind of give you an idea, every caption for the 7-judge system is a total score of 1,000 points. Now, the reason you don't really see that or you really don't hear about that very often is because we go with the ordinal system. So that means if you have 950 points out of the percussion caption and it ranks first, the only thing that really matters is the first place. You get that first place vote, which is a 1. Of course, lowest score, just like golf, lowest score in the marching band world for the 7-judge system in the UIL system wins. Every one of them has 1,000 points listed there. I'm not sure what they want to change it to. I'm not sure if they want the brass, woodwind, and percussion judge to count less. That would be my guess. The problem with that is we are going off the ordinal system, which means it doesn't matter what the points are for that. We're just going off of whatever ordinal you get. I got second place, I got fifth place, I got 28th place, whatever. I hope this isn't an issue where we try to give like half points. It's like, oh no, they got 1.5. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure what it means. Hopefully we hear about that pretty soon, but they want to change the point structure. I'm assuming just to let brass and woodwind and percussion count less because I don't know why we would do that. I mean, again, I know why. I'm just kind of hoping that's not the reason. So those are your rule proposals. Isn't that great? So y'all can discuss amongst yourselves. Some of them are really good ideas. Some of them have interesting motivations. That happens every single year. The good thing about all this stuff is that we're having conversations about it. Because if you brought some of this stuff up 20 years ago when I was in marching band, when I was a drum major, when I was running around the field and waving my arms and acting like a complete maniac and driving my directors insane, if you had brought any of this stuff up 20 years ago, you would have been laughed out of the room and they would have thrown tomatoes at your head. Now we're having frank discussions. Now we've got people in charge that want the system to be as modern as possible so that you can properly reward the achievements that are happening on the field by these outstanding marching members. So let's advocate for that as much as possible first. First and foremost, that's exactly what we need to do. I am done here. I will talk to you all very, very soon. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for your support. I will talk to you soon. Take care. Adios. Bye-bye.